Ese es
Welcome.
Un... No.
Welcome to the Broski Dills podcast, the best podcast in all of the land. It's your boy Kiko Flo, Kiko Cervantes, the guy with the accent. On the other side of the screen is the other guy with the accent, the heavier accent, Chef Maurice, directly from Hialeah, the city that progresses, the city that connives.
Connives. Not only good? The heavy accent, but the heavy body as well.
You think you have a heavy set body?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'm trying to lose weight.
Okay.
Not, you know, not as in depth as I should.
Okay.
But I'm, you know, cutting things.
What is the definition at the moment of trying? Like, what are the things you're implementing?
Better eating.
Okay.
Like, not so crazy at times. Just like, all right, you know, a salad. You know, or I'm trying to skip dinner.
Okay, skip dinner.
Or instead of eating like meat and rice and all this amazing stuff, like eating yogurt.
Okay.
At night.
So switching the delicious for the gay stuff.
Right. I'm trying. It's hard, and I'm not saying it's happening. Like they had a nice meal, but then also working days. You know, and that in the morning in the restaurant, and then at night some other days, it's hard because I don't have a balanced eating habit. Like I eat here, here and there. I never sit down to eat, so I don't have that balance. I eat whatever we have for staff.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, but maybe some days I don't eat it because it might
so
be
you're trying to take care of
much.
The sort of cleaner eating. What about like on the exercise front?
My exercise right now is my job.
Okay, your job. Okay, and
no, like I have to walk a lot here and there, okay. Come back, grab pots, bend down, lift
okay.
things.
Would you say you do like a mini CrossFit?
Work. You can say it that way. Yeah. Right. I mean, when the sacks of potatoes and, you know, the 25-pound sacks of potatoes and onions come in, I have to put them away. I have to lift them.
Right.
So that's a little lift I do there.
Right. So that's like the days you do shoulders.
Right. Triceps.
Okay.
Sometimes I have to lift heavy things from the floor, so I have to bend down and I do the...
Squatting. Yeah, okay, yeah. So we could say you go to the gym in a more organic way.
Right, like without having to pay a membership. Actually, right.
They pay you for that workout, okay.
So I see it as a plus. Plus, well, I have a sauna. You know, the dishwasher machine, it's big. It's not like the one that you might have at home. It's like a bigger one. So once you open it, there's like 140-degree steam coming out.
Okay.
And you're taking that to the face.
Right.
And it's like a nice sauna moment.
Right. It's like a steam bath.
I work, you know, in the grill and in the plancha. That shit is hot.
The plancha.
So it's hot and I'm sweating my ass off.
Right. Right there, so you're doing like cardio.
Right. It's not an AC forward environment.
Right. If anything, you could say it's a little bit of that AC lacking, discriminatory towards AC type place.
85 degree
right.
kitchen.
In the Miami hotness and,
right.
and humidness.
Right. So I didn't even think about this, but yeah, I'm basically going to the gym. This is my workout routine. 8 hours, not like other pussies that do it for one. I do 8-hour routines in the gym or my job.
Okay.
And I do this. The sacks of rice. Okay. I have to like...
Right. Would you say every day in your job is kind of like Rocky III when he was training in the snow, carrying logs of wood?
Right.
Okay.
That's me right there.
Okay. So would you say you don't need more... physical activity.
I don't need to go home and do another 2 hours in the gym.
So that's out of the question.
For now. I mean, I would love for it to be part of my day-to-day life, but it's hard. Not because I have a family, but it's just hard for me to imagine spending 8 or 9 hours in the kitchen and then going to the gym. It happens. I know people that do. And that's why I want it to be part of
Well,
my
I mean,
day-to-day.
even if you could do two of those days, a 45-minute walk around a park, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, I know. I used to like when we lived in San
And
Francisco.
maybe you take the kid, let the boy watch.
Right. And it's a two for one.
It's a
He drains
twofer.
his energy.
Right. And you
In San
live
Francisco, I
a
used
little
to do this a
longer.
lot. Yeah.
Okay.
In San Francisco, we used to walk a lot. So it was easier. I liked it more. Here, it's just for the weather. It's so fucking hard.
It's
But
hard.
maybe it's hard. It's maybe it's just me putting,
Excuses? No.
excuses.
I mean, it is hot. Florida is hot.
Today
But
it's actually cool.
no, but
Like it's
you
cooler
can do it.
outside.
Two days a week, little cardio. Then in a few months, if you feel nice, oh, let me do a little bit of weights. And then next thing you know, you're living a little nicer every day. So hey, eating better, that's a start. That's good. I gotta start eating better. This week, I started very well. I mean, I'm still doing my workouts, but I'm eating like shit, so it's not the perfect balance.
I mean, torreznos are not a part of the balanced diet.
The other day, I had some fire torreznos that Mitch made
Damn.
in our little magic night where we get together and play magic. Magic. Look, talking about magic, you mentioned that you're recently going to be taking your offspring to Disney World.
Not the band.
Yeah, not the band. I think they're still touring.
Yeah, they are.
You're taking your son to Disney, and that's a classic, right? The first time a kid goes to Disney, it's a vibe, right? It's a moment. So you're taking your kid, and I found it relevant because I recently have been watching like little documentaries and videos on YouTube about like theme parks, especially like, you know, the ones in, you know, like Disney, Universal. And it's something that I sort of hold dear to my heart because I used to go to a lot of these theme parks when I was a kid. And I remember it being like something where you would pay like $120 for an annual pass and you would go the whole year. And now just to go in one day, it's like $200.
I think
And
more than
then,
that.
well, just the entrance, right? But that doesn't even
Okay.
include, and even more sometimes, but that doesn't even include anything else. Now everything is done through like fast lanes where you gotta pay more to go into those rides earlier. I remember early 2000s, they had the Fast Pass in Disney, and it was like a very fair system where you would go to the ride, you would take out a little paper with a time, right? And you can come back in 2, 3 hours to that ride and make a minimal line. But the way that it would work back then is that the ratio of people going through the regular line and the people going through the fast pass lane was like 10 to 1, 10 to 2. What does that mean? For every 10 people in the regular line, one or two would go from the fast pass line. So that makes it so that the fast pass people wouldn't clog the system. And you will get the benefit of reserving your place at another ride and then using that time to make a line somewhere else, right? Do you remember those days? Did you ever go to Disney when they had that physical fast pass? I love that one.
Now it's they charge you a bunch more. I
But not
just
only
found
do
this
they
out.
charge you more, this is the part that's like even more fucked up. Now everyone is put on some FastPass program where they have to pay. And what this makes is that for every 10 people in the regular line, you're putting through 20 people from the FastPass lane. So that clogs the system. That makes it so that the people that don't pay for the FastPass have a completely different experience at the park. One that is almost unbearable because you're doing 3 hour line for rides, which I believe to me that's not fun at all.
It's basically a full day's work going to the park. It's like
Yeah,
8 or 9 hours,
and
and
even
then.
then, bro, I remember one time, and this is the last time I went to Disney. I went to Animal Planet, Animal Kingdom. right?
You're part of the Animal Planet.
And I had gone to Animal Kingdom when it was open, early 2000s. Now it's amazing. It's great. We did the Avatar ride. But, dude, we literally did three rides the whole day because each ride was like 2-3 hour wait line.
Yeah.
So to me, that's not fun. So when the people that have the basic entrance cannot really have fun, and then the only people that can kind of enjoy the park are the ones that pay more, and even those people still go to a ride that's clogged all the time with people. I just think there are overcapacity and everything's so expensive. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a magical world. It is super beautiful. It's still, you know, up there in standards of how a theme park should look. But I do think that they have decreased in quality and increased the price too much. And when you go to the parks, it's very crowded. I wish it wasn't as crowded. But hopefully when you go, it's cool and there's not that many kids. The Orlando parks have just become too known for the world and accessible.
I'm just looking at the prices of the Lightning Lane. I think it's not Fast Pass anymore.
Yeah, that's what it's called now, the Lightning Lane.
The multi-pass is roughly between $15 and $40 per person.
Per ride?
Per day.
Per day. Okay.
And then they have a bunch. Like a single pass is between $10 and $25. Like a premier pass. I don't know what that means. Features one-time entry to every available Lightning Lane. No schedule return time required. So I guess you can go any time.
That one costs how much?
Between $130 and $450.
Right. The lower price normally includes the shittier ride. So if you want to go on to all of them, you almost have to spend another ticket. Right. So let's say you pay $200 to go in. You need to spend another $200 to get all the rides. You know what I mean?
Mm. I don't know if I want to spend that kind of money.
Well, get ready, motherfucker. You're going soon.
Yeah, that's a plan.
Well, the cool thing with a kid is that it's more about seeing the park rather than riding the rides.
You know what's going to be? I'm going to experience this from another perspective.
Right.
I already had my time, and I think I hated it.
When you went to Disney as a kid?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, Disney's cool. I understood what it was about back then. But seeing it in retrospect, it's like, damn, it's a lot. Like, you know, going there with kids is just a lot. And then, like you said, the lines, the weather, the prices. And then for someone like me who doesn't like roller coasters, I think it's a lot of waste money right there. But this time it's not for me. And it's for someone else that I'm hopefully going to enjoy that side, right? I don't know. I went to Disney many times. As a kid, maybe I enjoyed it. But I do remember being like, you know, overly tired at the end of the day and then having to wake up early the next day to do it all over again.
Yeah, that's one thing. When people go to parks, we kind of had like a little formula because we had the annual pass when it was super cheap to have. And the way that we would do it is you would go, let's say, for 5 days. You can do two parks, one, you know, back to back. But then you need another day of just chilling.
Right.
Because you need to rest. Walking these parks is a thing. It's a mission.
My plan is to take a week off from work. But we're only going to go to the parks 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. It's best.
So, I'm you know, we have to drive. I'm old now. I can't take the 4-hour drive as I could before.
Right. You need a little break, this and that.
So I'm definitely going to take a week off.
In Orlando these days, it's super packed. There's always traffic in the highways. Bro, it's a whole thing, man. Like that whole place changed, you know, in many ways to the better and in many ways not to the better.
It's a bigger city.
It's packed,
now.
But it's also packed, like, and they haven't made new roads, so it's you know, it's fucked in that sense. But I mean, you're gonna have fun, right? I mean, at the end of the day, those parks are amazing. It is the highest standard for theme parks. Are you a guy that likes to ride things in a theme park, or are you like a little bitch?
Not only, anyways. Yeah, I'd like to ride certain rides.
Okay, but do you go on like the heavy ones?
Well, I haven't been to any park in like 20 years.
Really?
Or at least 15.
Okay.
So it's going to be a new experience. And back then, I wasn't getting into a lot of the rides. Like, no roller coasters, for sure. Those are out.
You won't ride them?
No.
Damn.
Now, like the one for Men in Black, I don't know if that still exists. Men in Black and Spider-Man.
Like simulation, okay.
Those I could ride.
Okay.
Because it's just like moving you around.
Okay, so you're not, you're not complete like...
My shit is at the heights. Right?
Okay, it's the heights.
My problem is the heights.
So a roller coaster, for sure, you wouldn't.
It's out.
One of those
Towers. I've never ridden Hulk.
Okay.
I've never ridden that shit.
And that's something that you for sure wouldn't do. Like, there's no way. If I pump you up, hey, bro, let's do it.
Even though my cardiologist says I'm good, my mind just says you might go there.
I think I can get you into it and you enjoy it.
I don't know, bro. Well, I think
after it's done, you're like, oh, this ain't that bad. And actually, I want to have these experiences before I'm too old when everything's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I went back to the parks after like 15 years, a few years ago, I will be honest, shit was a lot scarier than it used to be. I still read it all just to like, okay, I need to prove myself. But it was a lot scarier, but it was all worth it. And I think that you'd enjoy it. I mean, maybe we can start slow, you know?
Do you remember Jaws? The one that you went in the little... That's the one I kind of enjoy.
Yeah, they took that away, unfortunately, because I believe that was one of the... I mean, maybe now we sound like old guys. Like, I remember when Jaws was in Universal Studios. But bro, Jaws was fire.
That was a really nice
ride. They took that away. No, Universal Studios has changed a lot, and everything is so different now.
I don't think we might.
It's very new. It's very new for the kids.
I don't think we might go to Universal just because the kid is not into that world yet.
I don't recommend that. I think Universal is not.
Is it for older kids?
I don't even know. It's too new. Everything. I don't recommend Universal. I think Islands of Adventure is always like a sick park to go to. But that, they have the kid version too. But you know which park I believe for kids even was amazing? SeaWorld, bro. SeaWorld was pretty fire.
No, but, I was going to say you like to see, you know. Didn't a whale just die there? Or was it the one here in
Well, that's why it's cheaper Miami. Now. I don't know. No, but anyway, when I went, I didn't even go to the animal stuff. We mainly went just to like for rides and shit, and everything is very new for the kids. I mean, it does have like new roller coasters, which you say you don't ride, but there's a sick one there. I mean, I think SeaWorld was really nice. But yeah, I'm pretty sure the Disney ones are fire. Magic Kingdom, I haven't gone to that park like in 20 years.
Yeah, that's the one I'm kind of looking forward to. To being there and going with my kids.
That's the main one, right?
Yeah. The one with the castle, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the other idea is to go to Epcot.
Oh, Epcot used to be one of my favorites.
They say that it's better now. Before, when we were younger, it was like the shitty park.
Well, I always enjoyed it because it had little things that were a little bit more nerdy for borderline autistic kids like me.
I always heard that inside the ball, there's a ride. I have never been in it.
Yeah, it's the ride about time where it takes you to the different ages. And then there was also a show in that ball that he taught you with, like, The Lion King about recycling and shit. It was like a theater movie. But I think they took that down and they're making it into something else because people didn't like it. This is the thing, right? I mean, am I right in believing that those were the best days and now they're fucking it up? Maybe that's what I think because I'm almost 40. But maybe people now are like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? It's antiquated. It's old. Global warming is here. Take that shit out of here. I mean, like, I don't know. There was... Actually, I just fucked up. I thought you meant the ball that's on, like, the left side. You mean the main white ball in Epcot.
Right, right. That's what I meant.
Okay. Well, actually, I wasn't wrong either. That ride has a show about time, and it's amazing. And it was a classic. I don't know if they took it off, but that is like a 50-minute ride, and it's so cool. It takes you through time. You're sitting down in a little car that's moving. I love that ride, and I think they're going to take it away.
I remember Test Track. And I think that it's still there because I just...
The test track was sick.
That you went around like a
lap. Did you ride it or you scared?
I did ride it. Okay. That one I like.
Okay, so there's things you can ride.
The... What's... I don't think that one exists anymore. The Aerosmith.
Yeah, but that was in MGM, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's... right, MGM, but...
And they took it away. They took it away.
Okay.
What about What about in MGM, the hotel...
The tower? I wrote that as a kid.
But you wouldn't do it again?
I don't think so.
That's just fire.
Sit in the back. I don't know.
Okay, we can arrange that. That's a sick ride.
I'm trying to think. Do you remember Back to the Future? Universal?
Yeah.
You went and you sat in the Mandalorian and then it just moved.
Yeah, although I think I don't know if they took that off.
No, yeah, they took it off a long time ago.
A lot of shit. Every time I go back and I'm like, oh, that ride. And it's like, no, it's been replaced by fucking Minions or some shit. Like, bro, but hey, you know, it's for the new generation, you know?
Okay. Yeah, like, just like we had our...
Yeah, we had our thing.
Our time.
And you know what's crazy? We didn't even have our thing. Our thing. We had our parents' thing because when I went to, you know... Epcot, whatever, or Universal, and I saw Jaws. Jaws was already there 20 years before.
They went to see it.
Yeah, my parents were like, girlfriend. Oh, that's Jaws, right? But that's the Universals that I got to live. So right. It skipped us. It never installed anything of our generation, really. Maybe Men in Black.
I guess. And then they started doing the Simpsons world.
Yeah, but the Simpsons, isn't that like more recent?
Well, it came out in the 80s, 88 or 89.
So right, but I mean the world.
The world.
The world. Anyways, yeah. But no, every time I go to the parks, I'm impressed at how nice they still get. Even with all my critiques, it's always fucking fire. They're super nice. Another thing that I see continually increase is the price of everything. A donut, a churro, a beer. Everything is just super expensive.
I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, it's going to hit you in the anus. You're going to pay $17 for a beer, and then you're going to have an iPad be thrown at you like, hey, you want a tip?
I'm looking at the Epcot thing. They have Guardians of the Galaxy now.
Okay.
Like a ride. The world stuff. World Discovery. I think that's what you were talking about.
The one in the middle.
It's like a little bit to the side, and it's like a ball.
Yeah, that one. It's like a convention center or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then Soaring. I don't know what that is.
It's probably nice.
They had a Jurassic Park, so that's our...
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah, they might have had like a Jurassic Park thing there.
I think it was in Universal.
Well, in Islands of Adventure, they have a Jurassic Park. I don't know if it's Jurassic Park, but it's like a dinosaur thing. That is really nice. One of my favorite rides.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, I think it's called Jurassic Park. It's where you go in a fucking thing and then you fall in a boat and then the T-Rex is about to eat you.
Yeah.
You ride those?
I wrote that one, Jurassic Park.
And you'll do it again?
Yeah, you get wet. Okay. But yeah, I would.
All right.
What about the water parks?
I mean, now that I'm a lot more musculous, Meaning I'm fatter? I don't know. No, I mean, the water parks, you know, they're cool. I could do. They're not my favorite, right? Like, just now, just being in, like, bodies of water with a bunch of people, it's not, like, something I look forward to. And doing a line while being half naked, it's just weird.
Hmm.
But, I mean, I'll do it. I'd do it.
That's why you wear a little shirt, like a wet shirt.
No, but there's nothing fatter than wearing like a wife beater.
No. Well, no.
Or a shirt.
Not like, you know, a t-shirt. No. But like the water one. The ones that you can get wet.
Oh, like a surf one.
Well, not a wetsuit.
Okay.
Not a wetsuit. It's just the one that I wear to the beach. That's kind of long sleeve.
Okay,
that's
I get
what I
want
to wear.
I mean, that's fine.
I don't want to be showing my shit.
Right, you don't want to be showing your physique. All right, I get it.
If I get a dad bod,
mm-hmm.
Because right now I'm not at a dad bod.
Okay,
I'm a dad, but I don't have the bod.
Okay, so a dad bod is actually somewhat fit.
I guess a little tummy is okay.
Right, a little like tummy,
a small beer,
you can tell the guy does pickleball twice a week. He goes out with the broskies, climbing the wall.
And giving each other kisses at the end. Right. Yeah,
that
bond. Definitely. That bond.
Okay.
So if I get that from here till the time I go to Orlando, then maybe no shirt.
Okay. Otherwise,
that's my goal.
You get the surf shirt. The surf shirt. Okay.
The surf shirt.
That bod, like Zac Efron.
I don't think that's a dad bod. That's a fucking hot bod. Let's see what's the okay.
Let's check what's a dad bod.
It says like it's Jason Momoa-ish. A male physique that's relatively slim but not lean or toned.
Let's check what's a dad bod.
I put dad bod on Google. And the picture of Jason Momoa came up.
Damn, that's crazy.
It says a male physique that is relatively slim, but not lean or tone.
That's crazy.
So I feel like this picture. I understand Jason Momoa is taut, but
you're gonna show me or?
Yeah. Can I share?
Yeah.
He's hot, but he's not toned.
That's crazy. Do you know how much you have to work out and like eat well to look like that? And for people to be like, oh, that's dad bod. No, that's not dad bod, bro. That's fit. Maybe he's not fucking 10% body fat, but that's fit. So I think people are crazy. Dad bod, bro. Dad bod is us. You're fucking overweight, obese. That's pretty much, you know, that's dad bod.
That's not dad bod.
Yeah, like they have their like Channing Tatum dad bod. Come on, bro. You know who's dad bod? Vince Vaughn. This is a dad bod. Vince Vaughn is dad bod. And even him is like, whoa, he's, you know. Not obese.
I want my daddy to look like this.
Ryan Gosling, dad bod. Jesus. Okay. All right, that wasn't gay at all.
It was a little moment.
No, but yes, but I mean, I'm not saying that's not a nice look, but calling it dad bod is like diminishing what that is. That's being fit. And still having a donut once a week.
Hmm. Are you going to go any parks in Europe? Are there any that are like as cool as Disney?
Right. So I was watching actually a little documentary that was showing, okay, if these parks are so shit these days, right? So expensive, the experience isn't there. Are there parks in the world that are actually doing it cool? So while I name some that I researched, you're gonna bring them up, and you know, maybe we can even look at the price and the website. But there's actually parks here in Europe. There's also some in the U.S., but in Europe that are actually really nice, provide really good experiences, and they don't have this bullshit fast lane stuff, and you actually don't even wait that much in the lines, 15 minutes top. So one of them is called Efteling in the Netherlands. Efteling, E-F-L-I-N-G. Efteling theme park in the Netherlands. This park apparently is the best one in the Netherlands, and it's really nice. It's managed in a way where, you know, they don't fucking saturate the park, and they don't have these crazy wait lines. There's no preferential line system. And it's just a park that provides good experience for your money. Maybe we can go one day.
When you think about theme parks, is this the kind of park that comes up to your mind?
Well, can you show it to us?
Yeah, give me one second. But it's like, how do you call this, motherfuckers?
the Dutch?
No, this mythical elf.
Efteling World of Wonders. Okay, like the guy from like St. Patrick's. No, the elf.
I don't know the elf.
Oh, it is Efteling. Efteling. Oh, alright, so look at that shit, bro. It's like this little magical park. You're like a little elf in a forest. And it has your roller coasters. It has your, you know, Dutch ovens.
What?
look. Fucking roller coasters looking sick as fuck. It has a spectacle haunted. You got a bunch of little, you know, blonde people. Beautiful. And let's see how much it costs. Let's say we want to go in May. Look, the Python.
You see, it's like mythical fairy
tale.
Yeah,
you get lost in the forest and shit.
Let's see the prices. Where do you see the prices?
Tickets. In red. So look, if you're 3 years old, you're free.
Bro, what the fuck? Just tell me.
Right, look, 47 bucks.
47 euros.
Let's ride, yeah. And it's quiet. Look, on Wednesday the 25th, it's quiet. You go, you ride your shit. Bro, are you serious? Can you check how much is an airplane ticket for tomorrow to the Netherlands? Madrid. All right, so this is one we got to go here. You know, bring the kids. You know what I mean? My kid until 3 years old, free. Doesn't matter that he's not Dutch.
Oh, April is like busy season.
Yeah, look at that. If you go August, and even then it's 51 bucks. Don't you feel like that's fair? The Dutch know how to do it. Yeah, it's busy. It's a summer.
Yeah. 56. Too affordable.
That's affordable. And then inside, you know, it's cool. So you see what I'm saying, bro? There's options.
What's the other one that you were talking about?
Okay, so there's another one. This one is a little bit, don't get scared, people. The times have changed. In Germany, it's called Europark. In Rust. But actually, well, go back. Let's look at the pictures. Go to the, yeah. Look, it's like a little. It's like a little.
I want to be.
It's like a little German Epcot. Look at that, with little German Wurst.
German houses.
Look at that. 61
people
euros.
Listening in Spotify. We're just looking at the theme park.
Yeah, we're looking at the theme park. It's called Europark theme park in Germany. And apparently, same thing. You go, it's just a nice experience. It's not crazy lines. Prices are fair. Well, it has like a little ball that looks like the one in Epcot. It has some roller coasters. You know, perfect. You get some, you know, sausage, some water rides.
I don't see your average American family planning a big Euro trip to go to the
Euro. Yeah, but that's the good thing, right? This is our little hidden secret to keep for the locals.
I understand, and I like that.
I like that.
But at the same time, you know you're paying the big bucks because you're going to go to Disney. Like, there's no place like Disney, right?
No, there isn't. But what are you trying to say? Are you trying to diminish what these places provide? They're definitely shitty for not. You?
No. I'm just saying, these prices are this good because you don't have that appeal that's going to send tourists your way, right?
Right, but what I'm trying to say is that the appeal that they have on the Disney parks and shit, part of it is true, right? Part of it is those parks are sick, but also part of it is hype, overhype, where you have parks that, okay, maybe they don't have the extreme perfection that some of these Disney parks have on like the marketing and the way that it looks, but they're still super great and you get a lot of bang for your buck. You get your buck and then you bang. So I think you're...
Also, it's a big... This is nice for the kids.
You're already diminishing it, bringing it down just because it ain't American.
No, definitely not. And I like the prices and I like, you know...
And just, you haven't thought about something. This is a theme park in Europe. What do you think is going to be something that they sell on the little convenience stores that you and me are going to like and that is going to be greatly priced and abundant?
Count me in. Okay. I'm there.
For the beer skis?
Are we going this summer?
We can go this summer and we can get the beer skis. Look how much it is. $80.
This one's temporary closed, but...
Oh, shit. Maybe because of the... Because it's cold right now. They're probably open like in April. But go to the place. Look, we're about to get... We can just book this shit right away. I'll give you my credit card.
4-7.
So go to tickets or... Yeah, tickets. Oh, I think that's for the... Tickets. Okay, so one day admission. Adults 12 and up, 67 euros. And the parking for the vehicle, $10. Look at that, bro. I mean, that almost sounds like communism. Like, that's good, great pricing. Inside, I bet a beer doesn't cost more than 5 euros. And you get a big old beer, German draft. German made.
Can we plan to go?
So right here, we already have two theme parks we can hit up. Papa, bring the kiddos. They get to know the German culture, the history.
The annual pass.
Look, go to the pass gold. I want to get the gold. I don't know. I just want to see what happens. Get the gold.
This is like a resort pass.
Entry to Europa Park on all opening days. And how much is it?
God damn it.
Can I get the fucking price? Okay, you see Europa? Here you're fucking up. We almost put the credit card in. We're gonna get the annual pass. And now you're fucking up.
Okay.
No body shots. Papa!
Right.
Okay.
This is like some resort shit.
No. Just go to the... Fuck. No, but we already saw it. $67. Okay, that's fine.
Cheap.
All right.
Well, what's the other one?
Well, there's one called Dolly World. This is in the U.S. For people that listen to us in the U.S. and you're like, hey, that's nice. I'm not going to Germany or the Netherlands in the near future. Can you give us some options that are, you know, closer to where we live, America? Well, you have Dolly... Oh, it's called Dollywood? Okay, Dollywood. And yeah, the owner is the great... The only Dolly Parton.
Parton.
And apparently it's really nice. It's also ran in a good way. You know, Dolly Parton, I love her. She's so, like, nice. Anyways. So, look. You have one day for $95. Or if you go 2 days, they give it to you for $125. I think, it is America, it's a little bit more expensive, but I still believe that's fair pricing. I mean, that's a bargain. right there. And it probably has like a little country theme, you know, for Dolly Parton, people playing music. It's a little bit more homey, a little bit more indie. It's not like one of these, you know, super big corporations creating a thing. No, it's just like, it's Dolly. It's Dolly Yolly. Is this something that you hit up? Where is this? Oh, look, they have chicken and waffles. Where is this located?
I don't know. Tennessee, I guess.
God damn, I haven't been to Tennessee in a minute.
I don't know where it is.
Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee.
Okay, so I'm super down for this. Super down. And I,
wedding is, time.
Is Dolly going to be there?
Maybe she is the day that we go.
Okay.
Maybe we can have a wedding at one of those parks. The fairy one in the Netherlands. Plan a wedding there.
Okay, okay. A wedding in the park. That's kind of riff-raff, no?
I know somebody who's going to get married soon.
Okay. No, I wouldn't do that, though.
It's cheap.
Are you the type that would, like, ask your girlfriend to marry you, like, in a baseball game?
I thought about doing it a long time ago. But no, maybe not. I don't like the cameras on me.
Okay.
It's a moment where everybody's going to be seen.
But it is something you thought about.
What if she says no? I did think about it.
Okay.
Damn, what if she says no?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. Okay, so have you already planned what you're going to do specifically when you go to the...
We're in the early stages of planning, but the planning...
One of the early stages sounds horrible.
we're planning on staying on one of the theme hotels.
Oh, okay.
If we're going to go in, we're going to go all in for the kids.
So you're staying in one of the resorts in Disney?
I think that's part of the plan.
Okay, so the big guns are coming out.
The tech job is coming down.
The big guy. Okay, with the theme and everything.
And I think we're going to have matching shirts.
Okay.
We're going to be one of those.
All right, so it's going to be one of those. No, don't worry. When I went a few years back, my sister got us all shirts, so we were that crew.
Okay. Okay. So I don't feel that bad.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like a family thing.
Oh, many people going?
Like grandparents want to go.
Oh, damn. It's a whole thing.
Cousins want to go.
Oh, I see. Like a whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
That makes it extra challenging, but also extra annoying.
For a minute, I wanted it to be us three.
Right.
I wanted that experience to just be us three.
Right.
But then it's like, oh, kids first time.
Sometimes it holds you in, you know, a different way of doing it.
The thing is, that how am I going to do it with my mom? Like, she doesn't ride things. And that is a waste of ticket.
Right.
Is there like a disabled ticket?
Like a what?
A disabled ticket.
A disabled
like a ticket where you go in, but you don't ride because you're disabled. Are you going to show me something?
Sorry, I was having issues with...
the headphones.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
I was just having issues with my thing.
Damn, a lot of issues today.
Yeah, a lot of issues. Things are just breaking, bro. Like my lights, my microphone, my headset. It's not a good look.
We're getting better.
No, I mean...
We're learning.
We're learning, but things are becoming worse, which is what scares me.
Well, there's no light without dark. What?
Yeah, that's true. The other day I heard something. What was it? It was something like... Fuck it, I don't remember. But it was something like the you don't notice the water. You only notice the water if you're in a desert or some shit like that. Or if every day is perfect and there's no problems, you know, it becomes a desert. It's annoying. I don't know. It was, but anyways,
some bullshit.
Without the light, without dark, there's not light.
Right. I was trying to say, maybe you get married and instead of having a big ass party like they do in our countries, we go to Effling.
Okay, Effling in the Netherlands.
Yeah, like you get married in Madrid.
Right.
And then we all buy our own shit. Like you don't have to buy, you know, as you would in a party, you would buy the food and all that stuff.
Right.
We all buy our shit and we just go there and have.
And that's the party instead.
That's a party. And then we go with other friends. Maybe they have kids as well.
Right.
And it'd be like a big friend family outing. Okay. I'm down for that.
Damn, that'd be fire.
It doesn't even have to be your marriage. we can still do it.
There could even be not marriage going on at all.
Right.
Kiko, can we just go to fucking Effling this summer? Hey, no, but I get you, right? Because, like, people are talking about, okay, now, I mean, we talked about this already. Like, I proposed to my girl. And, you know, sometime we're going to get married, I guess. And, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, do you follow the normal thing, the credo, where you just do your, like, a party and everybody comes? Or do you use that money and you do some traveling? I mean, I guess these days, there's different ways to look at it and different perspective. And people decide to do these different things sometimes. Like, hey, fuck it. I'm not going to make a party and just waste money for a party. Maybe I'll just go to Thailand.
Venice. Or right. Thailand.
Australia. Australia.
Yeah, I feel like you're on Australia. Like, you want to go to Australia. I feel like you've talked about it a couple of times already.
Fucking Australia. Just give me a little truck go through Australia, the North Territory. I don't even know if that's the accent. That's horrible. But yeah, it looks like one of these places, like the outdoors. You know, apparently
like
in Australia, aside from Sydney and Melbourne, and there's also one to the left, Adelaide. Aside from that, this whole thing is like little towns, like very remote, you know? Did you ever watch Mad Max, the original one with Mel Gibson?
I didn't, but I've seen shots of it.
So you didn't, but you have seen shots?
Yeah.
Okay. You said I did. Okay. Anyways, that movie shows the outdoors, the outback of Australia.
I've seen Crocodile Hunter.
Okay. Is that in Australia?
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I've seen the Sydney Olympics. Does that work?
You watched when were they?
2000.
Oh. Those were like really nice, right? People remember them.
Sure.
Are you watching did you watch the Winter Olympics?
I watched a little bit of it. Okay. I did watch a hockey game. That was okay. Good. Which was a good game.
Is this the US Canada one?
Yeah.
Where US won? Is that like for the gold?
It was for the gold, yes.
Okay.
Very emotional.
Yeah, apparently it was pretty exciting. There's like videos going out. I didn't watch it. I didn't even know it was going to happen. But it felt like very like, hey. Because yeah, Canada apparently is really good, right?
It's very good. That's where they invented the fucking game.
That's where they invented it, in Canada?
Yeah. So.
Is that correct though?
I'm 99% sure.
Check, because don't people like in Germany and like Scandinavia play hockey?
They do, but
wouldn't it make sense that they took it to Canada? Find out. Can you check there in the information box that we have available? Encyclopedia.
Modern hockey was developed and invented in Canada during the mid to late 19th century.
Oh, fuck.
Montreal, recognized as a primary birthplace.
Oh, look at that, bro. I'm talking the mad shitsnits. So they took that from Canada, took it to Europe, and then you have people like, in Germany and in the Scandinavian countries. Russia. When did Russia pick it up for the first time? I mean, very, very interesting, right? And because Russia is very far from Canada.
Yeah, but
although if you look at
cold.
It, they're very close through the other side, through the Alaska.
Wow.
Petrovsky, that was my brother. Okay, so yeah, Russia's pretty good, right? Like, I recently saw a documentary on Netflix, pretty good. It's about the whatever, the 89 Olympics, where the United States team beat the Russian Soviet team.
The 80,
we will never 80. Forget. It was the 80s. I don't remember. I used to drink a lot of vodka back then. Maybe in the 80s, right? 1980, the Olympics in... Where were the Olympics? Where were they?
Lake Placid.
In Lake Placid. I remember my friend Petrovsky. No, bro, you like sports. Go to Netflix and watch it. It's called, like, you know, Our Boys or whatever. American the Best. MAGA,
Miracle
on Ice.
Huh? MAGA.
Miracle on Ice, that's a movie, right?
Very good movie.
Oh, I need to watch it. Well, this is a documentary about... with the actual kid, like, with the actual kids... Now old, talking about it.
The actual men. Dadbots.
They all look like big... Yeah, dadbots. The actual dadbots. And you know what was fucked? Kind of like what happens with Cuba. The Olympics supposed to be amateur, right? Amateur. Now, you're not supposed to be a pro. That's why in the basketball team, you're going to have the NBA people going, right? When I say NBA people, I don't mean black people. I mean like the players that play in the NBA, right? Some people, oh, the NBA people.
Thank you for clarifying.
But places that are controlled by the Soviet way of thinking, for a long time, they kind of cheated, right? But they didn't have a professional league. So all of their athletes were professional pretty much. And so the Russian team was always good because it was always professionals. And then this American team was all like, college kids, you know, and then they beat them. And we will never forget the Americans beating us in 1980 in Lake Placid.
Not also that, but the tensions between the countries that were going on.
Oh, just because around this time is when the Soviet bloc started falling and Gorbachev was told by Ronald Reagan, bring down that wall. That was Berlin, but yeah. So it is true. It was around the time of the Cold War, and it was in a very significant moment. And it was very parallel, the win in the hockey game, with also like the parallel of the win in the Western world against the Soviet restraint on the man of the people to become a smarter and more well-knowledge. It's a very, very sad that the communism destroys the human spirit.
If Putin ever sees us.
No, that's my homeboy. Please. I have no problem.
Please keep him alive. Keep my homeboy alive.
That's pretty much what happened.
You scared of what, man?
No. I told
you
all.
You pussy down, dog.
This guy, dude. I told you all. I can tell you more.
Yeah, you pussy down, dog. Oh, shit. You good there?
No, that's what happened.
What happened?
They beat them. They beat the Russian team.
Mr. Putin, please.
So I recommend you watch the documentary. Very good.
Tear down this wall.
Tear down the wall. No, for real. Ronald Reagan said that to...
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Gorbachev, that's the one.
That had like
a mole in the face.
It looked like a ship from The Bear.
Damn.
Have you ever seen?
Putin, please look at this guy. Look at his head.
Well, you mad or you mad as fuck? Mikhail
Gorbachev. Apparently he was like, you know, thanks to him, you know, he sort of gave in because he knew that the Soviet country was completely broken. Had no money for babushka.
Oh, he died 2022.
Damn, bro.
My boy
Gorbachev, bro. No, but he was the one who sort of said, okay, let's move to the next, you know, the next century, actually, because they were very behind.
They were behind. He was very instrumental to... Do you want to see him?
Yeah.
The poop. The bird.
Nah, you know, that's fucked up, Mauricio.
Bro, that's how they called it, I think.
Bro. Gorbachev. Apparently, thanks to him. Well, not thanks to him. He was the one who sort of like said, okay, let's, yeah, this shit cannot continue. People are dying of hunger. Mikhail Gorbachev. So, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, am I wrong? Because now the wall came down like in 89, 90. But anyways, shit was tense.
We were kids.
Yeah, shit was tense. 1980, shit was tense when the hockey game happened. I recommend the documentary on Netflix. Very good. The Beatles.
There used to be a series, like a drama series, of a family. I think it was called The Americans, but there were KGB agents.
Damn.
In the 70s, I think 70s or 80s. I remember watching one episode.
Is it a comedy or?
No, like a drama, sci-fi. Mm. It's not sci-fi.
Okay.
Action.
Action drama.
All the good stuff.
Okay.
Bring down that wall.
Gorbachev, bring down that wall.
Right. Do you want to go to Russia?
I mean, I hear that St. Petersburg is one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
I don't know. I've never been.
Yeah, I know. So you have the capital, Moscow. Moscow. And then you have St. Petersburg. And apparently it's super beautiful. I mean, yeah, I would like to go to Russia at one point. Russia has a lot of history. But it is true that, unfortunately, Russia hasn't really had like a stable government in, you know, I would say decades.
Careful.
So it's fucked, you know. And now they have the whole thing with Ukraine.
Right. Who's winning that war?
It's been so long, nobody even knows right now. they're apparently in a stalemate. Mm. So, but nobody talks about it.
What does that mean? Like they're standing off? Like they're waiting to see what
happens? They're like equal. Or like nobody goes in, but like it doesn't move, right? They're like, the line doesn't move.
So Russia is winning.
I don't know. Right now, there's only one loser, and it's the people. The poor people.
Can you imagine, like, after this episode, we blow up in Russia?
They love the broski doodles. It's amazing. They really know how to get to the people. We get, like, a vodka company, like, oh, we want to support you guys, sponsor it. Stolik Znava. Vodka for men.
All the shows, we have to do it. No shirt and a bear.
Right. And maybe we need to like start having more like a Russian memorabilia. I mean, the Russian history, those are like some of the roughest, you know, roughest. I'm just making up words. Like, they're some of the roughest and the roughest and the. No, but like the strongest, like men, you know. Like, you know, enduring the cold of the Siberian, you know, tundra.
Winters.
Tundra. I'm here speaking with like geographic terms, learning the eighth grade. The tundra, Chef Maurice. The Siberian tundra.
Do you know a lot about Russia? Is it a somewhat of a close off country?
Well, it's one of the countries with the biggest territory. I think they're only like 80 million people, so not that much for the amount of territory they have. And they're a very specific type of people. The Russians have had like a lineage for a minute. And so they have
143 million people.
Oh.
it's still low for the amount of territory.
I think they have more territory than the U.S.
Yeah, it's the biggest country for sure.
Yeah, so there's so much territory for not that many people. But the Russians, and it's not just the Russians, but where those type of people come from, because that also bleeds into like Poland and the other countries with mixes, right? So it's a lot of history. Very, you know, even like with the communism and the Soviet rule, you can see how Russians excel despite all those things and certain things, like in sports, Russians still kill it. I mean, it's true. They did have some steroid scandals. But, I mean, they are elite athletes, right? And it's not something you see, for example, in Venezuela, where, like, oh, there's communism, but they still suck at the Olympics, you know? So...
Well, China.
China.
China is also like that, right?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, maybe China, Russia, it's like, if you guys don't perform well...
Right.
When you get back...
Yeah.
Something might happen.
Maybe we leave you, like... Like the little punch, the monkey, the Japanese monkey.
I feel like Russia is one of those countries that it feels like it's close off. Like you don't hear a lot about, you know, the history. You've heard about some of the history. But you really don't know a lot about it. I don't know.
Well,
for
I think
being such a big place and.
There's a lot of things to learn from them. There's a lot of, literature, right? Like some of the best literature comes from Russia. Some of the most important philosophers and thinkers come from Russia, you know? So there's a lot of vast and deep just knowledge and teachings from that area. So I actually have a few books from some of the writers, not in Russian, of course, it has been translated to English so that I can understand. But yeah, people that went through like the gulags, which were like these prisons, political prisons, you know, like in Venezuela, the helicoide. But imagine that to a large scale in Russia, where they would just put people in jail for being against the government. And those were called the gulags and were some of the worst sort of camps where people and human atrocities happen in the, you know, last two centuries. So yeah, no, Russia's a very interesting part of the world. But in 1980, the American team, they beat us in the hockey game. And they destroyed our pride for that day, for that year. So yeah.
It's crazy how big it is. The country, the size. They have a bunch of different... time zones, so it's plus it's also cold,
super cold, super dry. I mean, there's beautiful Russians, right?
Like,
well, like I mean, there is a look that's really, like Dua Lipa is like sort of in that realm, like East European look. I think she's from, like, Albania.
I thought you were going to say, like our president, Mr. Putin.
Oh.
Beautiful, beautiful man.
Of course.
Is he the Russian stereotype?
I don't know.
With the bears, the flag, the horses.
No, I would think of someone, like, bigger, like... You know, like the villain in the Bond movies? More like that.
Right, right. What's the name of the guy in Harry Potter? Hagrid,
okay. Yeah, like it's the mountain. You know, like the mountain in
right.
Game of Thrones, something
of
like
Thrones.
That. Even like Arnold, you know, Schwarzenegger. He would be like,
what?
You know, he would be one.
Can you say his last name again?
No, you know him. I have an accent. And
I heard this.
Hard.
I heard this joke from a comedian the other day. Apparently, in German, you instead of the word for black is Schwarz.
Uh huh.
What's his?
Is that true?
I guess.
Okay.
If he said it, it's true.
Well, that's the type of joke that you look at 4 a.m. on your phone.
What's his last name again?
You know, Arnie. Arnie Parmi.
Right, but...
Yeah, he could be like the Russian. That's like my Russian stereotype. Even Jean-Claude Van Damme, maybe he could be like a Russian. He's, I think, like Belgian.
I think he's French.
Anyways, Chef Maurice, continue to check on your thing. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning up. I'm going to have these lights fixed soon. I don't know what. Something got fucked up, but we're already fixing it. We got production on top of it. Chef Maurice directly from Hialeah, keeping it real and keeping the men search going. I see you like to. I'm going deep. All right, guys, take care.
Deuces.